The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in this podcast, I wanted to talk to you about the news about Toys R Us, who are going into administration. And to be honest, it's no real surprise, is it? I mean, the company went down in America, and, you know, the company, I mean, it came to England in 1985, I think it was. They've just got a massive VAT bill of 15 million quid, for which they haven't got money. Obviously, they're trying to trade their way out, and it's not worked. You know, we're in March, not the greatest trading time. It's basically leading up to Christmas. That's when toys sell. But you see, I think, you know, that's not necessarily the problem. There's a couple of things that are going on here. One is obviously Brexit. You know, any large company that goes under, I mean, their basic costs have risen by 15% because of the exchange rate from a currency point of view. And I know those people who voted Brexit, none of which I actually doubt listen to this podcast, quite frankly. But they will say that it's not down to Brexit, but clearly anyone's business whose costs increase by 15% is going to go bust, right? Like, you know, if they're making 20%, now they're only making 5%. Maybe that's enough. Maybe it's not. But for anyone who says, oh no, well, the business wasn't run properly anyway. Well, I've seen lots of businesses that not run properly, that still make a profit, you know, but when you then add on to that 15% increase in costs, that business is going to go bust. Forget about whether it's ran properly or not. Anyway, it's been running properly in the UK for the last 33 years. And now suddenly, because of Brexit, your costs have gone up 15%. So clearly it has an impact, whether you like it or not. And whether you agree or not, that's fine, that's up to you. But you're wrong. So Brexit has an impact. It's got an impact on everything. It's got an impact on me. You know, my costs here, living here in Spain, they've gone up 15-20% because of changing exchange rates, depending on what it is that I'm buying, petrol, the villa, for example, etc. So that's the first bit I wanted to say. But the second bit I wanted to say about this is that, and this is the lesson in here that I want you to sort of understand. You know, Toys R Us hasn't fundamentally changed for the last 30 years. And I can't quite remember the story, but there was something to do with Amazon and Toys R Us. And Toys R Us and Amazon, you know, Toys R Us were going to provide all of Amazon's toys, but Toys R Us wanted exclusivity and nobody else was allowed to do it. And so Amazon rejected that and Toys R Us were no longer their priority partner, so to speak. And so they lost out on that. But in addition, they didn't really change their business model. They've got these big warehouse stores from the 1980s, which, you know, back in the 80s, that's probably what worked. I remember going out nightclubbing when I was a wee lad in the 80s. And, you know, bigger is better. You know, it's a big warehouse, bigger nightclubs. That was all the rage. Fast forward to 2018, you know, there's not many big warehouse style nightclubs anymore. That's not what people want. People like the smaller boutique type things. And interestingly, with Toys R Us, the smaller boutique type of stores, they've actually outperformed the much bigger warehouse stores as well. And, you know, think about this. Like, we're living in 2018. I've got a mobile device right in front of me, my Samsung phone. And I can get any manner of entertainment on that device. So I can play games, I can watch Netflix, I can listen to Audible books, I can read Kindle books, I can watch TV, I can watch YouTube, you can listen to my podcast. There's so many different things that I can do on that phone. And we live in this age where we have an attention span that's as big as a gnat's, which is not big at all, by the way, I imagine. But, you know, we need to be entertained constantly. I mean, how many times watching TV, if you ever watch TV anymore, because that's gone as well, but how many times when a commercial break comes up, do you pick your phone up? Like, every single time. Like, we can't even not pick our phone up. I've seen people in the cinema. You know, it's all dark, and then some idiot's looking at his phone because he's addicted to it. We're addicted to having our brain pinged, if you like. And so when you go shopping at a Toys R Us warehouse, is your brain being pinged enough? Well, the answer is no. There's nothing going on in a Toys R Us warehouse type store that keeps you entertained in any way, shape or form other than the actual toys. And as we know, that's simply not enough now. You sat watching the latest Star Wars film and someone's looking at the mobile phone because they need, for that, you know, for that one brief second that they're not entertained, they have to get that ping from somewhere. So for me, this has been the problem with Toys R Us, is they've simply not adapted to survive over the last 30 years, and they've just remained pretty much the same. Yeah, they've brought out some of these smaller boutique-type stores, but it's too little too late sort of thing, really. So the big warehousey-type thing is simply not working. But even if it was working, you know, how could you save those type of stores? Well, the first thing you've got to do is you've got to make it a fun place to go. You know, one of the problems with going to Toys R Us, if you've got kids and if you've ever been with kids, is that kids want to buy everything in the store. And that can be quite a difficult thing to do, right, as a parent. So what you want to be able to do is be able to go to the store and have a look and get an idea as to what you want to buy. But also be in a position where your kids are being entertained. So that could be, you know, like the example I want to use is, you remember the film Big with Tom Hanks, and Tom, he wakes up one morning and then he's big suddenly. He's like a 10-year-old kid, I think, or a 12-year-old kid. And then he wakes up and he's like an adult. And then he goes to the toy store and he's running around playing like a space laser game, shooting some other kid that he's just met. And he's got a cowboy hat on and he's walking, jumping around on his hobby horse. And then he goes, plays on that giant piano with the old guy who sadly passed away a couple of months ago, 2017. He was a guy of Independence Day, one and two, because he made a cameo appearance in number two and he looked very old then. But anyway, Tom Hanks is, you know, he's basically playing in this store, and this store looks like the most amazing store ever. All the kids are playing with stuff. There's a big Lego thing that you can do. All, you know, a good range of toys are out for the kids to play with. It's a really fun and enjoyable place to go. And then what happens is you go to Toys R Us and it's like this stale environment. All the toys, or rather most of the toys, 99% of the toys are on the shelves. There's not that much for kids to play with. And it's just the most stale environment. You know, so Toys R Us really should have had one or two entertainers who love kids, who are, you know, doing like balloons and making dogs out of balloons. You know, that type of thing? You know, like clowns do sort of thing. Let's not have clowns in Toys R Us, by the way, because that's probably going to have the opposite effect. My 9-year-old is petrified of clowns. So, but look, you've got to have, you know, the nature of the game today is entertainment. We look at YouTubers, and the YouTubers who have made a lot of money. Let's take Logan Paul, who's been in the news in late 2017 for all the wrong reasons, right? But I've watched some of his stuff with my 12-year-old, and it is entertaining. It's very funny, some of the stuff that they do. Taking Logan Paul's Lamborghini Aventador, or whatever it was, the Murcielago, and then filling it with what's-its. Like, literally filling his car with what's-its is a very, very funny thing to do. I mean, I'm 45, and I still, you know, we're all kids at the end of the day, I still find that funny and think, oh, that's a good idea. Who can I do that to? I mean, imagine the cleaning bill for that. Just phenomenal, right? But it's very entertaining. The entire thing that YouTubers are doing is very, very entertaining. That's the nature in which we're living. And so the experience of going to buy toys also has to be entertaining. Now, take this into your own business. What are you doing that's creating entertainment in some way, shape or form to make it exciting and interesting for your customers? Like, you know, if you run a blinds store, you know, God, as a guy, listen, ladies, I don't know if you love shopping in blind stores, but for men, I can think of better things to do. It's the most dullest thing, right? Come on, have some Space Invaders in the corner that you don't have to pay for, or table football, or like a man bit, you know, with like men's type magazines, not top shelf magazines, men, you know, Men's Health and those sort of magazines that guys can sit and read, or they can sit and watch, you know, something that would, you know, Top Gear, not Top Gear because it's crap, the other one, the Grand Tour, you know, stuff like that. That's what people want. You know, it's the most dullest of things. And if you want to keep people in your stores, see, Richard Branson got this with his record store. He got people to come and hang out in his stores. That's why the stores took off. Unfortunately, he made a mistake in that they were simply hanging out at the store, not really buying. But obviously, it has to be a fine balance. But in your own business, what are you going to do to avoid your website being stale, your store being stale, your shopping experience being stale? Because that's what's happened to Toys R Us. And really, fundamentally, that business hasn't changed for 30 years, and that's why it's gone down. So look, I hope that's useful. It's always interesting looking at other people's businesses. Of course, you know, we've got people on £7.50 an hour minimum wage that are now going to lose their jobs. Thousands and thousands and thousands of people in 2018 are going to lose their jobs because the management, who undoubtedly get paid very, very well, just sat on the laurels for the last 30 years, just did the same thing every day, every month, every year for the last 30 years. They've pretty much just done the same thing. Well, they might have added a website, but really, you know, the costs were too expensive. Interestingly as well, Maplin's have gone down as well. And they were putting it down to a cost in their, an increase rather in their basic cost of 15%, and they sort of blamed it on Brexit too. But again, Maplin's, has that business model really fundamentally changed? It's still quite an expensive, you know, you're going for a cable, it's an expensive cable, right? I mean, as a guy, I love going into Maplin's and looking at stuff. You know, it's just like a giant man cave of electronics. We enjoy that kind of thing. But fundamentally, they've not changed either. You know, we've got a website, but website's still very expensive. When you're trying to compete with Amazon and eBay, when you need a HDMI cable that turns up the next day, you can wait a day for that HDMI cable generally, you know, rather than paying three, four times as much. You know, 15 quid for a cable at Maplin's versus £4 online. Well, like, what are you going to do? I'm going to wait a day. I'm still a tight northerner. So this is the problem that they had as well. They've simply not adapted in the business to accommodate the way in which people buy stuff, you know, these days. You know, Amazon has really broken the mold. You can buy something and it's by 10 p.m. at night, it's there at your house. You know, you're talking same day. Like, Argos have done that as well, by the way. You can now do a same day delivery via Argos, which I thought was interesting. I was on their website a couple of days ago looking at curtains, very manly thing to do in 2018, I find. But they did a delivery, or they can do a delivery the same day, but they're adapting. But, you know, are they too big? Possibly, maybe. There's a lot of companies streamlining right now, which in other words means getting rid of people, because we're trying to get past this obstacle, this hump in the road that we're trying to get over. But anyway, look, I want you to have a think about, what are you doing that can add an interest or fun into the experience of doing business with your product or your service? And if you've got any ideas, just drop me a message. Love to hear back from you. We always love feedback. And I hope that podcast is useful for you. And in the meantime, we'll speak to you on the next podcast. My name's Dan Latta. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.